horn has sounded. Here it is, today's Bob Almanac. Let's start it with an Almanac salute.
Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said, "By the power of Grayskull,
came up with He-Man and Masters of the Universe, a man by the name of Roger Sweet. If you watch an episode of The Toys That Built America, there's a full episode about it because it basically took the world by storm. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, his name is Roger Sweet. He passed away yesterday. He had been battling dementia. He was 91. Mm. You can credit him. And the company he was working for, I don't know if it was Mattel or whoever came up with it. I think it was a different company. It might have been Mattel. Obviously, I need to watch that episode again. But they were the ones that pushed away from the smaller-sized action figures. You know, Star Wars, you know, G.I. Joe was, what, was that even 12 inches or 16? Those G.I. Joe originals were big. And then the Super Friends that we got in the 70s, those were big action figures. And all of a sudden, here comes Star Wars with these little itty-bitty tiny ones. And that had been the norm. G.I. Joe even went to that. And then here comes He-Man and Master of the Universe, and they go a little bit larger. And so that changed the action figure world into a different direction. And they've got a new live-action Masters of the Universe coming out here. So maybe they'll dedicate that movie, at least somewhere in the credits, to the man Roger Sweet.
Nice.
91. He gave us He-Man. He gave us Manny Faces, gave us Skeletor, gave us Merman and Orko and Teela, and don't forget about Man at Arms. Sorceress, Sorcerer. So April 29th, 119th day of the year in 61.
Sports in its unending variety unfolds on ABC's Wide World of Sports, capturing the sight and sound, the emotion, the beauty and history-making achievements wherever men gather to compete in this great wide world of athletics.
It was just men in the early days there, according to Jim McKay. That's the original intro, 1961. Yes, Jim McKay was there in the very beginning of Wide World of Sports. At that time, the intro did not include the agony of defeat.
That would come later.
That would come later when they updated the intro. So that was in 61. How about 65? What?
Okay. Well, that's where maybe I just read it the wrong way. I thought they were talking about the first show included Jim McKay and then Howard, Frank Gifford, Al Michaels. I go, hold it. Al Michaels would not have been around in 1961.
He'd I think they were talking about just about eventually.
The course of the show.
I don't think Howard Cosell was on there in 61. Neither was Frank Gifford.
They were old enough almost. Yeah, Gifford might have still been
playing. Was Gifford still playing football then?
Yeah.
In 61?
Al Michaels would have been 17 years old, so he wasn't.
Right, Look at you. Look at you doing math.
Yeah.
Really, we appreciate that effort, certainly. That was better than the effort my staff gave on that whole between a rock and a hard place thing. I'll tell you what, I'm never going to take something from them as far as show input. 65.
What is the trick on this? It's underhanded?
No.
Overhanded.
It's an overhand throw. The trick is to keep your arm extended, and that way you break the microphone. You know, you keep your arm extended and put only one revolution on the
once around
on the way, but that's indefinite.
All right.
Ed Ames is about to throw a hatchet on the Tonight Show. It landed at a very precarious spot.
I didn't even know you were Jewish.
And of course, Johnny Carson with a great ad lib quip. This was one of the more notorious events on television, late night television or any television on the Tonight Show. Ed Ames, who played Mingo on the Daniel Boone Show.
Love
you
it.
Probably watched that as a kid. Mingo.
All the time.
Mingo.
My buddy Dave Mingo. Clark and I used to always play. I was Daniel Boone and he was Mingo. And we would, you know, go in search of whatever.
He throws a good hatchet. His aim is just off a little bit. I mean, he had the proper rotations. It landed right into the wood. Just because they had an outline. People who don't know the video, they had an outline of a man there.
Yes.
And it
did him in the boiler.
It did him wrong. 1992 in L.A.
And I don't want the National Guard to have to come here and hurt our people, because that's what's going to happen. They're going to hurt our kids and our people. So I hope this madness stops before they bring in their firepower, because our kids have firepower too. It's crazy out there now. This is not the 60s. These kids are fully armed with more equipment than some of these police officers have, and even more some of the National Guard. We have to find a cool head, a level head. It's gone far enough. You've looted. You've had this craziness. Let's stop now, and let's find a way to right the wrong. That's what we're about here now.
How the L.A. riots began, and if Sinbad can't stop the riots, who can? Not even the National Guard.
Right.
He was talking about the National Guard, and he's speaking truth there. He's talking about the gangs and the people out on the streets. They're more heavily armed than the police and the National Guard. That's sad.
And what year was that?
That's 1992. It was because of the acquittal of the four white police officers
that
charged in the beating of Rodney King.
Yeah.
53 people died during the three-day unrest. More than $1 billion in damages resulted in the rioting. Of course, we had our own bit of that. And what was that, 2020?
Mm-hmm.
The George Floyd situation. That was 1992. That was in L.A. Of course, they had rioting prior to that. Was it in the 60s? The Watts region. They had the Watts riot. So they know that very well. 1995, if you would have asked me where this event would have happened, I would have said Wisconsin. But the longest sausage ever, 28.77 miles of sausage made in Kitchener, Ontario.
Wow.
So get ready, Wisconsin. Here's a record for you. You can stretch a sausage from, what, Hudson to River Falls. I'm trying to think of two towns that might be 28 miles apart. Maybe from Webster down to, not Siren, that'd be too close. Past Luck, what's after Luck? Somerset? Let's go from Webster to Somerset. 28 miles, maybe, 1995. 2018 in the news.
But if you're a food lover, it's probably Swedish meatballs. They're Sweden's national dish, traditionally served with mashed potato and sweet lingonberry sauce. But last month, Sweden's government confessed a terrible secret via Twitter. Swedish meatballs, it said, are actually Turkish.
Oh, wow. Bombshell news. Sweden's official Twitter account confirming Swedish meatballs are actually Turkish meatballs. So I guess IKEA has to stop serving Swedish meatballs. And then
that's the end.
Then they'll start serving Swedish meatballs at Turkish bathhouses. Like the one they're putting at the old Ralphie spot there in Elk River.
Yes, in Elk
right?
River, yeah.
Yeah, so Swedish meatballs are actually Turkish meatballs, planned accordingly. And then this was 6 years ago.
It's about 1.2 million miles. That's how close asteroid 7482 flew to Earth today at 4:50 p.m. Eastern Time. That's more than five times the distance between the Earth and the Moon. But still the closest that this spacewalk will come to our planet in 200 years.
Yeah, we had a close encounter with an asteroid. Thing was about a mile wide. 2020, 3.9 million miles away. Or she said 3.8, I think, but my records here says 3.9. You know, you give a couple hundred thousand miles, that's really
right,
nothing.
At that point, yeah.
That's the equivalent in space talk of, in baseball, chin music. That's
right.
That's up high and tight.
Yeah.
When you get that
the
close.
Tower.
Yeah. A lot of birthdays here today now.
He got off the bus at the border, went up, drove the woman with the rose tattoo. She offered him a ride, and when he got inside, she offered him something new. A steak burrito supreme from Taco Bell, she insisted that he try it. And a new zesty steak melt from Taco Bell, he had never had nothing like it. And when he tried the steaks off Taco, all of a sudden he knew that he'd always be indebted for the rest of his life to the woman with the rose tattoo.
Nice.
Yeah, Willie Nelson for Taco Bell. That was back when he was broke and he had all the IRS problems, so he did that for a little bit of money, but a lot of tacos. He had to eat. So he said,
right.
Hey, Taco Bell, got an idea for you. I'll write a jingle for you. It'll have Willie Nelson style, and just give me free tacos here for a few years while I get myself back on my feet.
Well, kudos to both of them. That's a good partnership.
As we mentioned before, Willie today, 93.
In a voice soft and trembling, she'd sing her song to cowboys. as a smoky halo.
Another great voice of country music, Dwayne Allen, the tenor of the Oak Ridge Boys.
And all the fallen angels.
Still with him.
Way to go, Dwayne. Here he is leading the Oak Ridge Boys in Y'all Come Back Saloon. Good song. How about this? Let's hear this.
Sure.
Faded love. Faded memories, how they lay.
Dwayne Allen today is 83. Jack
Very
Tripper's
nice, man.
Jack Tripper's best friend.
I'm waiting for my date for tonight.
Oh, yeah? What's she like?
Well, she's got beautiful, long, red hair, big, green eyes, and full, luscious lips, and a body that just won't quit.
Ooh, yeah, what's her name?
I don't know, but if anyone comes in that looks like that, I'm going to find out.
Larry, the upstairs neighbor, bit of a womanizer. He and Jack would go on a few double dates there to the Regal Beagle.
Sure.
Richard Klein, Larry from Three's Company today, 82.
Here come now, say morning, morning.
He's Tommy James. He had a group named the Shondells.
He'll be at the fair again.
Part of the old timers oldies show.
Herman's with Peter Noon.
Ooh, Peter
Tommy
Noon.
Tommy James.
There's some good ones.
Yeah.
He has a lot of hits, Tommy James. That Money Money, that's a fun party song, is it not? And there's a Billy Idol version out there that's pretty hip, too.
Yeah.
Have you heard the Billy Idol version? It's a little extended, a little better for dancing and getting out on the dance floor because it's longer, especially as a DJ. You like the longer ones. Tommy James, 79.
And Barbara. Well, I'd like to congratulate George on his startling victory in New Hampshire. He's doing well in the South. He's had a wonderful reign as vice president. Tell me, are you proud of your son?
The Nora Dunn, actually, the Pat Stevens Show on SNL. And guess who played Barbara Bush in that skit?
Dana Carvey?
Close. It was Phil Hartman. Phil Hartman is Barbara. Of course, the joke was that Barbara Bush at the time looked so much older than George H.W. Bush.
Right.
So SNL jumped on that joke, and Nora Dunn, of course, was also one half of the Sweeney sisters with the other gal's name. Can't remember it now, but Nora Dunn, happy birthday going out to her today. Funny man Jerry Seinfeld.
Whenever I see the news and they're hauling in some criminal, terrorist, psycho, maniac, mass murderer guy, you notice he's always covering up his face with the newspaper, with the jacket, with the hat. What is he worried about? What is this man's reputation that he has to worry about this kind of exposure damaging his good name? I mean, what is he up for, a big job promotion down at the office or something? Afraid the boss is going to catch this on TV and go, isn't that Johnson from sales? He's up in that clock tower picking people off one by one. I don't know if that's the kind of man we want heading up that new branch office. He should be in.
Jerry Seinfeld, 72.
That's good.
That's from the show. You know, they would have the little snippets of him doing his stand-up, he is 72.
What do you hope to accomplish by this?
Flying into a binary pulsar? Seems like I'm trying to crush this ship like a tin can.
It's more likely that you're trying to intimidate us.
You're welcome to stick around and find out.
You don't really think about her as being a badass Starfleet captain, but she could be when she needed to be. The captain of that really slick ship, the USS Voyager. She was Captain Janeway. And that's Kate Mulgrew, 71 today. Played a good Lincoln.
Blood's been spilled to afford us this moment. Now, now, now. And you grousel and heckle and dodge about like pettifogging Tammany Hall hucksters. See what is before you. See the here and now. That's the
heart. Neil, are you a pettifogging huckster? Tammany Hall. You're a pettifogging Tammany Hall huckster.
Yeah, I kind of am.
You know what pettifogging means? A pettifogger, or if you are pettifogging, old-fashioned disapproving term used to describe the act of placing undue emphasis on petty, trivial details or engaging in dishonest, nitpicking behavior.
Wow.
I think that's the new name of the Bob Morning Show.
It might be.
Pettifogging Show. Yeah. But that's Daniel Day-Lewis, him as Lincoln. I mean, you believe that he was Lincoln, even though we don't know how Lincoln sounds or how he moves or anything. We kind of knew how he looked. Daniel Day-Lewis was perfect, won the Oscar for that.
Yes, I was going to say, I was an Oscar-winning
performer. It was. He's 69.
I am Catwoman. Hear me roar.
Michelle Pfeiffer, a pretty good Catwoman in the Batman and Robin movie. She's been in other things as well. But we've got a theme today for Batman villains. Michelle Pfeiffer, 68.
Well, all I hear all day long at school is how great Marcia is at this, or how wonderful Marcia did that. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia!
Well, Neil, your crush has a birthday today. Eve Plum.
She's just a few months older than I am.
Brady. You got a chance. You got a shot. I think she's still single. You might want to check out CBS Morning. Just did an interview with her a couple of days ago. I saw it on YouTube. And she's not looking too bad for 68, Eve Plum. Yeah. Looking good. Jan is
make a nice couple.
68 today.
Is it really fair?
But you got to compete with that George Glass guy. Remember George Glass? You look out. So, Neil, it's Know Your Wilson Phillips Day today. You got your Phillips and your Wilsons. Is it China Phillips? Is it Carney Wilson or the other Wilson? I can't remember her. Mookie, I think it is. Yes. Carney Wilson today is 58. You guessed Mookie. You were wrong. From Wilson Phillips from Little House.
I was viciously attacked by that loathsome monster that this swindling Moppet foisted off on my poor Willie.
I didn't swindle Willie, Mrs. Olson.
Did so.
How'd she do it, Ma?
A billy goat to make cheese?
Oh, give me back my stuff.
Yeah, the Olson kids, Nellie and Willie, weren't the brightest, I'll tell you that. Especially that Willie. Jonathan Gilbert, the brother of Melissa Gilbert, who played Willie Olson. He's one of the few actors that played throughout the entire series of Little House on the Prairie. And that's basically all he did. He didn't do any other acting. 59 today for Willie Olson, Jonathan Gilbert. Rapper of the day is Master P. He is 56 here today. Master P. Uma Thurman today.
The animal plant toxins had a rather unique effect on me. They replaced my blood with aloe. My skin with chlorophyll and filled my lips.
Yeah, it's kind of Batman villain day today here on the Bob Almanac. What are those lips filled with, Poison Ivy? Tell us right now.
With venom.
Yes, indeed. Uma Thurman is 56. Watching the most recent Dexter show, which was Dexter Resurrection. She's in that, did a nice job. She's 56. And tennis champion Andre Agassi. He is now bald.
Yes. Still married. He had a lot of hair when he played.
Still married to Steffi Graf, 56 today.
Gone but not forgotten today. We've got a few here of note. Band leader and big band jazz legend, Duke Ellington, 1899.
Duke Ellington? Did you just say Duke Ellington? You know, when Duke Ellington says, take the A train, you take the A train, all right?
Right. Do not make him angry. Of course, he had a cameo in Blazing Saddles, I think, out in the middle of the desert, didn't he?
Basie, I thought.
Oh, was that Count
Or was that
Basie?
Duke Ellington? It's one of those two.
It's one of those two, yeah. All right, Duke Ellington right there, born on this day, 1899. He was the Japanese emperor during WW2, Hirohito, 1901.
I smell smoke in the auditorium, Charlie Brown.
How about the Coasters? He is Carl Gardner, Hall of Fame R&B singer with the Coasters, born on this day, 1928.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
How about that? Why is everybody always picking on me? That's
it's a shame is what it is.
Yeah, it really is. 1928. Tammy Terrell,
yeah, there you go.
Will.
Terrell.
Terrell, 1945.
Who's she singing with here, Neil?
I'll bet it's Marvin Gaye.
And you would bet correctly.
Fine R&B singer in her own right, born on this day, 1945. He was in the number three car. We lost him, sadly, at the Daytona Raceway. Race car driver, Dale Earnhardt, born on this day, 1951.
The Intimidator, right?
Yes. He was one of the most well-liked and respected car racers of his time. And actor Leslie Jordan was born on this day, 1955.
Famous for Will and Grace.
Hey, let's get a dessert. Nothing too filling. Something small and fruity with lady fingers.
Well, well, well. Aaron Walker in the flesh. Whose flesh is unclear?
Played Beverly. Funny character on that Will and Grace show. Short man, right. So they were making fun of him there.
Right.
With his lady Leslie fingers.
He got in a car accident. He was on his way to film a scene for one of the shows he was in and got in a wreck. He had some sort of a medical issue while he was driving. He was only 67 and he died in 2022. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Bobathon, Logan Companies, Alan Jackson, Country Boy, Steve Earle, Guitar Town, or I Love This Bar, Toby.
Steve Earle today.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany.